and stand on your feet. We're going to worship God with our voices, sing to Him this morning. Father, we thank You for Your presence here. We thank You that You are our Lord who reigns over all. We thank You that You are the source of wisdom and truth. And so we come to You this morning to learn from You. We love You. We praise You, God. We are grateful for the many gifts You have given us, and most of all for the gift of Your Son and Your grace. Amen.
You reign forever, King of all.
You are the Lord.
Lord, you are high and lifted up. As Isaiah had seen you in his temple vision, and the angels cried, "Holy, holy, holy is the Lord." And Lord, we cry holy today. You are holy. Your glory invades our lives. We're not worthy of your glory. We're not worthy of your forgiveness and love. You made us in your image, and through the first people on earth, and ever since we turn away from you. And yet you continually turn back to us. And you give us that opportunity to turn around, which is what repentance means. And so, Lord, may we repent daily. May we die daily to our old life, to self, and live for you, to live for your glory, to live in your glory, to live for your kingdom, to be your children. It's an honor, Lord, to worship you because you are worthy. It's an honor to come before you and to gather in your name, and to know that when we gather, we're brothers and sisters, regardless of how well we may know one another or how we're just getting to know one another. In you, we're one. We're one body, with one faith, one Lord, one God and Father of us all. Father, on our prayer list today, there are many listed. We pray for them today and hopefully during this week as we have this to take along. And we pray each one will know your healing and presence and grace. I know right now, Lord, Ray Swigert is weakening. That's Vicky Elmaker's dad, Melanie's granddad, and great-granddad to all the Bachman kids. Just be gentle in your presence with him. Thank you for his strong faith, even though his body is weak. And thank you that he can be in the Bachman home and being cared for by loved ones. Lord, I pray for Kay that we added to our list as she waits for knee surgery that she needs, followed by hip surgery again. Lord, I just pray for your grace to be sufficient and her desire to move that surgery up ahead of schedule in November to some earlier date might actually happen, that she can find relief in that surgery. Be with everyone else, Lord, on here as we lift them to you in prayer. We to those we've been praying for expecting babies, we continue to pray for each mother and child and family. And we add today Rosalie and Greg Pichiro, who are expecting their second child in May. Just bless Rosalie and the baby with good health and their family with this addition. And we celebrate the new additions that we have in Cassidy and Crystal. We pray, Lord, for a troubled world. We pray for the tensions that are in the conflict going on in Iraq right now around Mosul and other areas. We pray for the tensions in Ethiopia and the difficulties there. We continue to pray for Thailand and Peru. Lord, wherever your kingdom is spreading, to Haiti, as they have lost so many lives from the recent Hurricane Matthew. We can't even imagine, Lord, how almost 1,000 people could lose their lives in an area that is already impoverished and in great need. Just pour out your provision, your presence. We pray, Lord, for peace in our land, for your purposes to be fulfilled in our hearts. We pray for your body, the church, that it may be strong for the glory of your kingdom. And we pray in the matchless name of Jesus, our Lord. Amen. Amen. Good morning, everyone. I am, as you know, I have been spending a lot of time in Florida. Last year, as my brother was sick and died in July, his wife still lives, and I'm still responsible. And I've been here for many weeks, but I do need to go back there from time to time. And I'll be leaving this afternoon to drive my brother's car back there, look in on the house, on Mary Kay, take care of some legal and estate matters that need to be tended to. But I'll be back here next Sunday and planning to preach again. on Proverbs. It's working out that I'll be able to just do this during the week. So if you need me, I'll have my phone with me. You have Timothy and Matt, Mary that you can call, and Joyce. So hopefully all will be well. The McElhaneys are traveling. They are going on a little family vacation. They left Friday. They're driving to Tennessee and North Carolina, and they'll be back next Saturday. That's the day I get back as well. So that's a blessing. I just want to remind you that the men's breakfast is on the fourth Friday of each month, and that's this coming Friday. It's over at Lewis's Restaurant at 6 a.m. I won't be there this week because I'll be in Florida, but others will be, and all men are welcome. It meets from 6 to 7 so that those who have to go to work can still get there, hopefully. So I'd like to see you there. And Phil's having another bonfire, and that's on the Saturday, the 5th. Begins at 4, and you can stay as long as you want. It's a great time. You can get directions from Phil. His address is there if you want to put that in your... You know, Phil, the road, I noticed the sign, it says east or west or south or north or something. What is it? East. Put in east because that road is divided by Muddy Run and part of Muddy Run. So there's a part of that road you might get on that's not the one Phil's on. His is a dead end. Many of you have already been there. And Mary Bell's birthday is tomorrow. If you want to send her a card, that would be great. And the choir is going to do a special Christmas musical. And Joyce has practice every Tuesday from 6:30 to 7:30. We got books in this week, and we have CD copies. They gave us permission, the publisher, to copy CDs if they're being used to help practice with the kids. And we have an accompaniment tape that'll be used for the singing. It's really a neat little, it's a simple, it says right on it, it's a simple children's Christmas musical, but it's fun. So we'll be doing that the Sunday before Christmas. This year, Christmas falls on a Sunday. So we have four Sundays in Advent beginning right after Thanksgiving. And then Christmas morning, we won't have Sunday school. We'll have worship. So plan your Christmas day around that if you can. And the evening before, we have the candlelight service on Saturday night. So whatever of those things you want to be part of, we'll be here. And we look forward to celebrating Jesus' birth. We're now going to have a red rose in honor of recent birth. And I'd like to invite the Jonathan and Natalie Cody family up here. We put a red rose to honor new births. Yes, six girls. And last week we learned, if you were here, from the children who talked about their new little sister, that Jonathan is the only male in the entire household. The Saint Bernard is Rosa, and the other dog is Hazel, and they have chickens. How many chickens do you have? How many chickens? Six? Okay. Six girls, six chickens, two dogs, and Jonathan. Who's going to talk? Oh, you want me to ask? Okay, who wants to tell me your new little sister's first name? You do, Margaret? What's her first name?
Cassidy.
Cassidy. And what's her middle name? Who wants to tell me that? Oh, you have the middle name too? Okay.
Eleanora.
She has an older sister, Nora, so Eleanor became Eleonora. That's good, Margaret. And who wants to tell me how much she weighed? How much did she weigh? Is that you, Nora?
8 pounds and 2 ounces.
8 pounds and 2 ounces. And what time of day was she born? Do you know that, Leona? Who has that? Nora has the time?
2 2 o'clock in the morning.
2 o'clock in the morning. And, oh, you have how, I didn't even know how long she is. How long is she?
20 ounces.
Okay. She's 20 ounces long. That's great, Leona. Well, this is very exciting. And this family just moved into our neighborhood not long before Cassidy was born. So they're on the same street where our kids grew up sled riding. And Jonathan has assured us that the sledding hill will still be open for use when we get our snowstorms. So anybody else going to tell me anything? And here is Cassidy. Let me pray for you guys. Can we pray? Let's pray, all right? Lord, I just thank you for Cassidy, Eleanor, Cody. And I just pray that you will guard her and keep her as she grows and as she gets to know her older sisters and her family. Thank you for Natalie. Thank you for watching her through the birth and the difficulties after and bringing healing her way. And just surround this family with your protection and love. And as they've grown now and as they are witnesses of your love to the world and to their friends and neighbors and family, we pray in Jesus' name. Amen. Thank you. Very exciting. So this is Nora, and it's Leona, and Margaret, and Charlotte, and Juliet, and Cassidy, and Jonathan and Natalie. Okay, please greet one another now in Jesus' name.